Welcome everyone to this week's W3C CCG meeting. Today we're very excited to have Lucy to present on the California MDL Mobile Driver License Community Hackathons. So before we get to those details, I think Lucy had prepared a presentation. I just want to go through a couple administrative items. So first of all, I just want to make sure that we continue to hold respectful and constructive conversations and observe the code of ethics and professional conduct. A quick note on intellectual property. Anyone can participate in these calls. However, all substantive contributions to any CCG work items must be the member of the CCG with full IPR agreement signed. So if you have any questions in regard to getting a W3C account, or the community contributor license agreement, please reach out to any of the co-chairs. These calls are being automatically recorded and transcribed, and we will publish the meeting minutes, transcriptions, audio, and video recording in the next 12 to 24 hours. We use GG Chat to cue the speakers during the call, so you can type in Q+. To add yourself to the queue, or queue minus to remove. And if you want to see who's in the queue, just type in Q? All right, I think it's time for the introductions and reintroductions. So if you're new to the community, or you haven't been active and want to reintroduce yourself, feel free to just unmute. I see mostly familiar faces, so I'll move on to the next agenda item. Announcement and reminders. So any new announcements or reminders? No? All right, updates on the work items. Manu, please.
Just a quick one. We were able to, this is for render method. So we've been, a couple of us have been getting together working on render method. We're hoping to have some examples out on the VC playground in a week or two. We also got, Government of Singapore's render method, integrated into the spec, making good progress there.
Sounds good. Thank you. And by the way, Manu, I just saw your email in regards to the verified credentials barcode. I think that's that will be adopted by the CCG since multiple companies and parties have supported it. So I think we'll move on to the next stage.
Okay. We have that right now. Credence ID has stepped forward to be a co-editor of it. We've got multiple companies showing support on the issue tracker. I don't know if you had seen that.
I haven't actually been actively monitoring it. So I apologize. I'll have to probably catch up. Will, have you actually been monitoring that thread?
Yeah. I mean, I think we can adopt it. Like I wanted to wait until this week to see if there's any objections, but yeah, I don't see any reason why we can't adopt the work.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm a little bit behind on this. So, Will, do you mind actually helping, transition the repos and things like that? Yeah.
Well, I'm not so sure how to do that.
I can work with you to do that, Will.
Yeah, I'll comment on the issue saying it's adopted.
Okay, thank you.
Cool. Well, thank you. Thanks, Will. Thanks, Manu. I'll try to catch up on the threads later this weekend. All right. Any other updates on the work items? So last call for the introductions, reintroductions, announcements, or work items. All right. So let's get to the main agenda. So California DMV is hosting the Mobile Driver License Community Hackathon in the next few months. And so we're very glad to have Lucy. And I think Gail might be hopping on later to actually talk about it a little bit more. So Lucy, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Harrison. I know there's probably potentially resource issues, so I just want to show my face. So like in case we haven't met in person or on a previous call, so you can put a face to a voice. I'll be off video just to, Hi everyone. Thanks. First, thanks, CCG, Harrison for having me to do this presentation today. As Harrison mentioned, like my partner on this project, Gail Hodges, who's also the executive director of OpenID Foundation. She wears multiple hats, but anyways, she has a conflict, but hopefully she will be able to make it later on in the call. Both Gail and I, we are advisors and consultants with the California DMV, particularly on the identity technology side of things. And so as many of you probably know, my other hat as Kalia Young, like identity women's business partner. So this is also part of like an engagement for our consulting firm. So anyways, so we are speaking to you today just really as consultants who are leading the projects on the DMV side for the hackathons. So let me share my screen. So I prepared some simple slides so it's easier for you to follow what's going on. Okay, let's see. Okay. Can everyone see my slides?
Yes.
Okay, great. So. Great. So first, I just want to start with.
Wait a second. It went away when you went to full screen, unfortunately. I don't know what happened.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it keeps happening. It's probably not when. Has it come back?
Yes.
Okay, great. Cool. So I won't go full screen. Hopefully everyone can see, see the letters and stuff fine. So I'm going to provide kind of a high level overview of the what is the objectives of the hackathon, what we have already planned out and what kind of resources we're resources, partners, participants we're looking for. So I'm going to keep it relatively high level, and also we're going to have some time just to have any Q&As. I know because some probably you're thinking of yourself in a different could be get involved in a different role. So I'm not going to get into too much details, but I want to kind of engage with you. Feel free to ask questions. I can't see the chat, but feel free to interrupt me if you have any questions on a particular slide. I'm happy to just be interactive, along the way where we can also save everything until the end of the presentation. So first I want to share with you the overarching objective of the hackathons. And so when I say hackathons, we are, it's more than just one event, but the idea is just really to further accelerate acceptance and usage of mobile driving lessons. So that's in the California Department of Motor Vehicles. So we are initiating. So we're not just looking at, a CADMV center event. We're initiating. Part of the reason why I'm here is because we are looking for partners to co-host and co-sponsor two community hackathon events, which I'll get into. One will be focusing on both like private and public sector open to anyone who are interested and who can and that can apply. And another one will be mostly focusing on government agencies and whoever partners they work with. So another kind of goal for me to be here is also looking, sharing this hackathon, we also want to give you an idea what kind of participants we're looking for particularly those with compelling MDL acceptance use cases. And thirdly, I'm hoping any community feedback or any questions are welcome, today. So good. So provide you some context why, California DMV, why me as a consultant, me and Gail as a consultant, we're working on this project. So back, going backwards to 2021, the California legislature authorized the DMV to conduct a pilot to evaluate the use of mobile driver's license. So as a result, if you're looking at and what we have achieved today is in the over 450,000 California residents and probably very close to 500,000 now are able to use their MDLs to prove who they are to various public and state services and applications without relying on a website or a technology company to verify their identity. And to deliver this pilot, the DMV has built a custom DMV wallet and made the MDL platform agnostic, particularly by agnostic, we mean California DMV is doing dual issuance and ISO in both ISO MDL format as well as W3C and BC format. So this improves accessibility by affording Californians additional choice in what devices they use and what and where they store and manage their online identities. So that's kind of the context of why California DMV is kind of initiating. And but there's no like no intention of us being like at the center and the front and center of everything. So we do want to have a community approach. That's the reason why like where it's not like CA DMV community hackathon. It's not CA DMV hackathon. It's actually we want to make it an MDL community hackathons where we're involving relying parties. We're also like developers from relying party as well as government and civil society groups and also digital identity community as a whole. And as I mentioned earlier, like my partner in this project, Gail, who is also like, you know, wearing her hat an OpenID and the executive director of OpenID Foundation, though they have already committed support to the event. And we're looking for more community groups and organizations who are going to want to pitch in and support in different ways. And we want to thank you, WCCCG, for giving us this opportunity to get, you know, further involved with community about this two events. So what events we're talking about? So there are two events. So one we call public events, which is open to anyone who wants to apply. Because we do have limited capacity, that's the reason why we're open to everyone, but we are going to have limited spots of 10 to 15 teams for the public event. And for the government event, that's particularly targeting at government agencies who have a use case and who can come in with, you know, by themselves or who can come in with their existing partners. So that one, we're looking at a little bit smaller scale, like 7 to 8 teams. So both, given that, you know, like the events are targeting different audience. So for the public event, we're looking at hosting it in Silicon Valley. Currently we're looking at the venue, like a lot of you are very familiar with the Computer History Museum, haven't confirmed 100% yet, but that's where kind of the area we're looking at. The government an event, which will be hosting at in Sacramento, in one of the government buildings. So currently we're looking at the California Department of Technology's building. So that's and the tentative date we have here. We have got some feedback regarding the conflict with some of the other events that going on in parallel. So we are still kind of having discussions, but definitely we're looking at October for both events. So in terms of use cases, and I've listed some examples. I believe many of you are also very familiar with, you know, the use cases for MDL. You know, KYC, identity proofing, authentication is very kind of all these kind of very intuitive ones. Retail age verification. The idea is really any kind of use case that is within the scope. I'm going to talk about like, the toolings we have, and also I'm getting a little bit more details into what exactly the format we're issuing. So it's really because we are issuing in certain formats that probably is going to limit what kind of use cases we can do for this particular hackathon, but I'm going to get into it in a little bit later. We're also looking at for the government event, we're looking at some of the more kind of unique kind use cases in the government scenario, in the public sector scenario, like in the disaster assistance scenario, like human assistance scenario, and vital record verification. You know, that's kind of just examples. And where any other kind of use cases proposed by government agencies that are very relevant to their, you know, existing like processes and flows. So the idea is really to anyone for the public event, anyone with a scalable digital identity relying party like use case. Especially if you're already like leveraging on digital governance lessons, your existing business processes and seeing like the digital version and like the mobile driver's license can help you again, especially in the near term, to improve like efficiency, you know, reduce fraud or, you know, reduce costs. And these are like all kind of use cases we're looking at. And of course, we also we always welcome innovators because we know that there are probably some use cases that haven't been, you know, and exist and like new use cases that mobile driver's license can enable. We also encourage teams with those kind of innovative ideas to also kind of apply and join. And the idea for the government event, as I mentioned, is like we're only targeting like government agencies. It could be like a state, California state agency, or like a local, you know, municipal agency, or could be in a federal and international government. And so we are speaking to some international and also federal agencies who are interested in participating. And you're probably going to ask whether we are going to do like hybrid. So at this point, we're focusing on in-person participation. But if needed, we have, you know, taken into consideration for, you know, venue and stuff, like for those who may need to kind of dial in for the day. But yes, we are focusing on in-person interaction for both of the events. Just quickly, just in case, you know, and like for the teams, we're looking at teams of 3 to 5 people and to be, you know, joining in person on the day. So that's the kind of scale of team we're looking at. Okay. So in terms of event agenda, this is still kind of very kind of early on, like tentative like event agenda we're looking at. We call it hackathon, but so we only have one day for the actual in-person event. We know that one day is the time is very limited. So we do, expect participants to get started early on. So we're looking at a month or a month of half of prep time, and we will make the toolings and documentation, anything, you know, like that can be chosen and leveraged by relying parties, by participants, you know, early, 4 to 6 weeks ahead and available. So you can start kind of like, you know, playing around with tooling. And also we're going to provide live support mostly through our partners, our existing vendors, and also our partners who are going to provide the tooling. We'll also be there to provide some kind of like technical support in the preparation phase, like the 4 to 6 weeks, and as well as in, you know, on event on the day. So this is something we're working on like with some of our vendors and partners. And we will be hosting orientation prior to the event. So you can, you know, like what you can expect on the day. But the idea is really like we are like only expecting some kind of final touch to be done on the day, and the rest of time will be like really demonstrating your use cases on the day. So that's the case for both events, and we'll probably have some kind of adjustment to like the lines of the event. But you know, what you're looking at now is what we have in mind so far. So in terms of the tooling and support available, at this point we're looking at 5 tracks of tooling or support. We're 5 tracks of like kind of potential use cases or potential tooling that you can leverage as a participant, you can leverage for tooling. And the track 1 and track 2, that are what are the tracks we know, like at California DMV, we already have tooling available that we can provide to potential participants. We're also like having their promised conversations with some potential partners who can provide tooling on those 2 tracks as well as the rest of the 3 tracks. But at least what we can confirm is like track 1 and track 2. So if you have use cases that you can leverage like in-person presentation of ISO MDL like -5 format, so that's something like the tooling we're gonna have for you to leverage, and as well as the track 2, that's the online presentation. So that's when like the verifiable, because California DMV are issuing, in both formats. So like the WCC format is the version 1.1 JOT format. So we will have tooling available for relying parties to also like verifying to consume, that version. And have that tooling to build into your own flows and your own products. So these 2 tracks we have confirmed, because we are looking at a wide range of potential participants. Some are more kind of experienced with the standards and with the technology. Some are less so. So depending on the participant we're having, we're going to provide some guidance to participant, you know, developers and also their teams to kind of get more context about the maturity level and of different standards and profiles. So we're looking, you know, if you know, we're welcoming feedback, you know, if you could, you know, you have any ideas, like any other tracks, you know, you'd be interested, or any, if you're, you know, interested in providing support or tooling for any of the tracks, you know, please feel free to kind of, you know, to let us know. So we're open to any ideas, and obviously we're open to more support to the event. And to become a partner. So as mentioned, like California DMV, we are like initiating, we're only and be a co-organizer. And at this point, like the OpenID Foundation has confirmed to kind of pitch in support. We're also speaking to a wide range of coordinations who are also interested in support as well. But in terms of like what kind of support we're looking for from the partners. So California DMV, like we're putting in 2 resources, like for me and Gail, to help with the program management and coordination. And also we have some of our vendors and partners who are going to be kind of providing becoming expert advisors and providing some toolings available for the first two tracks. But in general, we're looking kind of like different types of support in terms of financial and any kind of support to cover like the direct costs, like a venue and food, drinks and snacks. And we are looking at providing awards as well. And also potentially other set of costs that are all kind of a direct cost. There are also some kind of other type support, like in terms of technical support. So if, you know, your company or like, you know, it's aligned with, you know, have tooling that are aligned with a hackathon objective and scope. So we're always welcome, like support in terms of like providing tooling, documentation, as well as like the actual like support of, for the participants and the guidance for them, prior to the event and during the events. Expertise support, we'll be looking for like, you know, coaches, and judges like on the day as well, and you know, coaches in terms of like for some of the relying parties probably new to the standards, or you know, they're interested in learning more about, you know, where like the standards are. If you're that kind of like expert coaches, we're definitely looking you know, interested in having some to support the participants. And any organizations that can help with outreach support, we have reached out to kind of some of you who are, you know, community organization who potentially have the relying party participant that we, you know, that can help with outreach, and the kind of least kind of a way of an amount of support that we would also encourage if your organization are kind of find this effort very aligned to your strategy, you know, to your strategic initiatives, welcome you to send staff to come as observers, you know, observing and then also providing feedback afterwards. So we do have limited spots for observers. But if you're interested, if you find this aligned with your objectives, please feel free to reach out. So in terms of participants, so like participation in the hackathons are, you know, will be free. I mean, we are expecting, you know, participants to kind of cover their own cost to travel to the venue and to participate, but you know, there's no fees you have to pay in order to participate. But we, as mentioned, we do have limited capacity. So if you're already interested, like please feel free to reach out. But we will make an official application available online, so anyone can apply for the public event soon. And the teams, as mentioned earlier, like the teams will receive the tooling and relevant documentation at least like 4 to 6 weeks before the event. So you can start your use case development, and we will have like technical support you know, before and during the event. And one thing I want to highlight, that because this event is going to be public, so anything you don't want to share with the public, we encourage you not to share such information, you know, in our forum. So, okay. So I think that that's pretty much, kind of like one on all like the high level. So if any, just want to see if any kind of feedback, questions.
Manu, please.
Sure. I think one thing, Lucy, that I can offer is, you know, we will be, meaning DigiBazaar, will be providing support through the OpenCred platform that we had announced a couple of weeks ago on the mailing list that provides a mechanism that would allow your organization to fairly easily accept the verifiable credential version of the California driver's license. So if you think that, you know, there's not a huge amount, it's not a huge technological engineering lift to accept the MDL or the verifiable credential version of the MDL and then do all the processing you would need on it to make sure it's valid. That's pretty much there as kind of like an open source tool. Lucy, correct me if I'm wrong here. I think the expectation was more around like business use cases, demonstrations of like, okay, now that you can consume this, you know, driver's license, this digital driver's license, how are you going to use that to improve, you know, your operations and your use case? Is that fair to say, Lucy?
Yes, thank you for, I mean, you just provided a very good example of what kind of tooling and how we are hoping the participants to leverage tooling. And just to, and also thank you, like Manu, like DigiBazaar and also like Spruce ID, who have, you know, vendors of the California DMV have been very, very helpful in terms of helping us put together the scope, for the hackathon. And like Manu mentioned, like the, like DigiBazaar has made the, OpenCred platform open source through California DMV. So that tooling is already, available out there. And we're, like, I know the Spruce team is also working on something for the first track and to, and for the in-person presentation of the, of ISO MDL-5 format. Yes, the idea is really, we want to make, the engineering part as simple as possible. So that the relying part, because we are targeting relying parties who already have business use cases, that to really want them to focus on how the MDL could be useful to improve their existing processes, right? Whether it's like improving efficiency, you know, reduce fraud, or, you know, like reduce cost, and that we want the team to focus on that. But obviously there are, you know, tooling that, you know, they still have to kind of play around with and understand how to use it. So that's why we're also looking at a wide range of tooling, right? And gladly we already have some of the tooling for track one and track two, and whoever, you know, can build on the existing tooling and provide, you know, other tooling for the two tracks or other three tracks, we're all like welcome. But the idea is really building on the business use cases are like the focus of the hackathon. So thank you, Manu, for really highlighting the objective.
Stefan.
Yeah, Lucy, maybe two questions. The first is, is there some sort of a registration selection process? Like if you have, say, 20 teams applying for this, where you kind of select them down so to fit the venue?
Yes. So as I mentioned, we're still in the process of really kind of putting together the partners, making sure we have resources and confirm like the dates and venues. So we're almost there. So that's why we haven't put out like official application for participants, but we will have that official like application process, which will have like an application form and you have to fill out your use case and we will have to review and evaluate because we do have limited spots. But if you already have like an idea, and feel free to reach out. We're already kind of speaking to potential participants who have like ideas and interesting use cases. So we, you know, hope this phase, like this kind of a pre-official application stage, shouldn't prevent you from reaching out to us and have a conversation. We're happy to provide feedback.
Great. And then the next question is it like I'm more interested in the MDL as a wallet rather than the MDL as a verifiable credential. Not to say that is not of use, of course, right? So the question is, would you consider, you know, use case ideas that would introduce new verifiable credentials to be issued to the wallet and then obviously presented back to a relying party?
Let me just make sure I understand. Who you're talking about issuing the additional credentials other than the MDL?
Well, so the idea we're bringing forward is to do a health insurance card in form of a verifiable credential and have, for example, Medi-Cal issue that to the California driver license, and we on the health plan side would then, of course, have plenty of use cases to verify it.
I see. So let me put it this way. Well, what is within scope? So what we're like for this particular hackathon, so we're only looking at California DMV issuing the ISO format and verifiable credential 1.1 format into an existing CA DMV wallet.
Yeah.
And so we're looking at relying parties who can consume other formats of credential in a way that, you know, like, you know, whether through online presentation, in-person presentation, that, so the relying parties are kind of confined in a way that you won't be able to kind of issue your own thing, but you can leverage whatever we issue into a user, a California resident's wallet in whatever way you can. If you're talking about the health insurance case, you could definitely leverage the credential, right, in California resident's wallet to prove their, you know, whatever their age, where their, you know, their date of birth, where their address, and to incorporate that as part of like issuing your health insurance card or something like that. So that is within scope. But I don't know like what you're thinking about in terms of like, you know, issuing more credentials into the DMV wallet. I'm not sure. I don't think that's part of the scope. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the answer is no. Yeah. And then, And then you mentioned something there on the day itself around an interoperability sort of discussion. And I just wondered, we don't see interoperability to include sort of other organization side wallets. Like it's only open credit. It's not, for example, Microsoft Entra verified ID, for example, where the MDL would interact with that. Or is it?
Let me clarify. So we are making toolings, whatever tooling we have available. So like to the community, right? We are encouraging, and for example, if Microsoft, like, okay, they want to make their Entra related tooling available to the participants, we most welcome that. So at this point, I don't know how much tooling we can make available, but we are taking a chocolate box approach. So if you have tooling, you can make, some of the SDK or some stuff available to us, to participants. Great. But I don't have I can't give you enough certainty what we will have, but I'm sharing today is what we already have, right? What we can potentially have, before the hackathon, there's still a lot of, potential, because we've been speaking to a lot of other, potential partners who are willing to provide tooling. And for the interop part is we are planning kind of a small kind of interop portion of the event. So this is, we haven't fleshed it out exactly yet. That's also part of the reason I'm having this conversation with different communities. So it's, the event itself is less so about interop. It's really can kind of demonstrate the usage and kind of the value of the existing kind of MDLs, California DMV is issuing to California residents and businesses. But we also know, as you mentioned, there are different parties providing very useful tooling, right, to business. If there are any kind of interop value to demonstrate, to show on the event, that's the kind of what we are planning to do for the amount of time what we call interop party. So that's, yeah, it's to be determined, but we do know that there are probably some interop value that we can do for the event. Hope that makes sense.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Dimitri?
Thanks, Lucy. This looks exciting. My main question is, if we're interested in this, where do we follow for updates, for details? Will you send out an email to the CCG list when the time comes?
We have an email that you can reach me and Gil, and we're pretty responsive. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out through this email. And I've shared with, I think Harrison, a brief, but that's something I'm happy to share again through the list. And so the current brief is focusing on potential partners, but we also have one targeting potential participants on the way. You have it soon. But yes, I'm definitely happy to keep showing up on the calls and just to provide update and also share upcoming materials through the mailing list.
Yeah, it's, I guess my question is something as simple as, right now the date is tentative. It'd be great to know when the date is final.
We're definitely going to have a big shout out to all the communities we've been touched to really? Once the date is confirmed. Yeah, it's just really, really tricky, the timing, with, there's other kind of MDL events going on, and also with, I definitely will come back with once we have a confirmed date.
Hey, Lucy, do you mind sharing this back to the mailing list, to the email thread I send out along with the agenda? Or
I think it's very, let me check, because we have the brief, which is pretty much the same information. I'm pretty much remember I shared you with a brief that's pretty much the same. So I have an updated version. So let me come back to you. I'll definitely share something with the group.
Feel free to just share it directly on the list.
Okay. Okay. Great.
With me, I can send it on the list. Either way is fine.
Okay, great. I'll do that once I, and which one is the best to share. But I will. Thank you.
Any other questions? By the way, a clarification question. So in regards to the scope of this hackathon, so this hackathon is targeting relying parties to use the California wallet that holds the mobile driver license. And then targeting basically relying parties to demonstrate different business use cases that leverages the mobile driver license held in California wallet. Is that correct?
Yes. So we're focusing on the consuming, the verifying side of the, relying parties.
Got it.
I noticed that Gail is here. So, Gail, you heard what Harrison said. And I feel like I'm communicating the main objectives of the event is on relying parties.
That's right.
Cool. And then another clarification questions. I know in hackathons, a lot of times there will be ideas that we haven't anticipated, but what are the use cases and ideas that you guys anticipate this hackathon will bring forth? Like I heard about KYC, know your customer compliance, anti-fraud. Like I'm just curious, like what are the different kind of use cases that you guys are anticipating?
Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit hard to tell who will ultimately commit. We've had, feedback from banks. Yes, they're interested in KYC. We've had feedback from, major video meeting platform providers that they're interested in participating. We've had feedback from major entertainment providers that they'd like to participate, especially if it would help them think about how to serve the connection between parents and children or temporary custodian of other people's children. And the list goes on. We definitely have lots of stakeholders amongst the different departments in California that are interested, as well as the DHS, which is interested in participating from a FEMA use case. Like you have a fire, how do you have a credential issue to the user? How do you take them through the FEMA offering of services to people? Or the using of digital identity credentials to better identify emergency relief staff. So only legitimate staff can get into restricted areas. There's been, quite a lot of different kinds of use cases. And of course, we don't really know what will come up, right, from folks who will choose to submit. One of the key limitations, though, not only are we focusing on relying party use cases, we're also focusing on end relying parties. So the entity that ultimately controls the delivery of that experience to the end user. So any enabling vendors or partners need to kind of like BYO relying party, right? So there can be a vendor, but there needs to be also then your trusted bank partner, vendor plus bank or, restaurant chain plus vendor for that to comprise the 3 to 5 person team that comes to bring that use case to life. So we want to make sure it's not just theoretical use cases. It's truly use cases that can get lit up and turned on and move into production if that organization decided to do so. So by participating in this process and having the support for the 6+ weeks leading up to the event itself, it's going to allow these relying parties to create use cases, to be supported in that journey, and then to have something they can demonstrate internally that can be reviewed by their legal and their compliance stakeholders, and it can really bring it to life, particularly for executives who don't understand what digital identity really means and why it would be of benefit to them. So it's like a focusing point to really bring everyone's attention to bear.
And just to add a little bit to what Gail said, so what we know that there are use cases where like mobile driving lessons is only a part of it. You probably have a more complex use case that, the data or mobile driver's license can provide is only a part of the solution. And we also welcome that kind of use case to kind of participate. But, we probably won't be able to kind of like let you do kind of a full end-to-end demonstration of like all, the entire use case, but just focusing on how MDL can add value to a kind of more complex use case. It's also something like we're interested in as well.
Cool. Thank you. Any other questions? By the way, this is a question, kind of a personal question, but I'm wondering about the user experience general user experience this kind of hackathon. Because, like, I'll just give an example. A lot of websites, they use basically social logins, right? So they do social login or OIDC, and then the end user basically have the account. And then now they want to use this California driver license, leverage this California wallet and mobile driver license, they have to basically do another, like, in some ways, OID for VPs, that kind of experience again, right? To basically do the verification. So essentially, they have to do it twice. Is that a correct characterization, or what's the general kind of user experience that that, you know, leveraging this technology can look like?
So if you're talking specifically about login, this is making me think of the use case the DMV has lit up for, you know, a kind of single sign-on, if you will, where you can use your mobile driving license or your MDoc, I think it's the VC 1.1 version, isn't it? Manu will keep me honest. That the you can log into the website, but you'd have to kind of present it again to log into the website the next time. Right. So each time you're logging in, using that credential, is that the kind of question you're asking?
Like, for example, the bank use case, the sure. When they want to do the ID verifications and, kind of, you know, fraud mitigations, like banks, like they have their own login systems, right? And then or a lot of, services, they use social login, such as Google login. And so they have to do that once. And then if they want to add on to the mobile, do the ID verification via mobile driver license, they have to do it again, right? They basically have to do the OIDC again. Is that correct? Or there's other easier, more seamless experience? Manu, please.
Manu, you want to jump in?
Sure thing. Yeah, I want to underscore what Gail said. Yeah, yes. You know, they're using the verifiable credential version of the digital driver's license to do the login. Harrison, there are kind of two banking use cases, at least two banking use cases. One of them is using the California driver's license, to do KYC, like eKYC. So you get stronger signals about an identity document associated with someone. And then once that's done at the bank could have an option of just using the MDL, to do, login. So you get that like really strong eKYC every time the customer shows up to log into their banking account. So those are both options. And of course these are early days and we're trying to make sure that, we focus on the user experience and make it as seamless as possible and really pay attention to privacy and make sure we're doing that correctly. So I would expect that we're going to see some things, you know, during this hackathon that are going to, influence improvements, in the way, California is running this program.
Got it. Stefan, please.
Yeah, maybe Harrison, I just want to add there. I think it's also easily possible to imagine that, you know, once these identity steps have been verified through the exchanges to the wallet, that you then just punt over to the normal account creation page, right? And of course we're thinking it would be a good, you know, opportunity to then bring users to actually pass keys, right? So I think that's where we see a big value in this. And maybe Gail, you came on perhaps later and I asked the question, but the use case we're thinking is we would actually like the presentation to have a bundle of two VCs, one being the one for identity, the other one being for health coverage, right? And the beautiful sort of use case on that is, or user experience on that is, if you just do, you know, an online, you know, appointment and you have to share your, you know, insurance card anyway, right? You do this digitally and you have an immediate account creation with the provider, like with the doctor's office, where you later can come back and pull your data from. But anyway, for that, you need the hackathon to be open to indeed, add additional sort of verifiable credential to it. And it doesn't seem to be in scope for now. So we'll do this later.
I think, Stefan, if you have an existing wallet, that can hold the health credential, you can build a business flow that consumes two credentials just from different wallets. I know it's not ideal. I'm just, you know, pointing out it's still possible. As I mentioned, like we are taking into consideration the use cases where MDL is only part of the, you know, one of the credentials that a user would need to get verified by a relying party.
Yeah, no worries. Lucy and Gail, I reach out to you guys, and you know, we have the conversation with the DMV team as well, and you know, maybe there's just a bit of different misalignment issues there, so we'll clarify it. Thank you.
Okay, great.
I think that's fine. We welcome those kind of questions to test the boundaries, right? Like the entertainment provider I was describing, there isn't yet a standardized way of how one thinks about linking a parent to a child, or a parent to the temporary custodial of someone else's child, like your niece or nephew or a neighbor's child, right? There's not really a standardized way to approach that yet, but it's a really interesting use case. And it might be possible to club together some standards and try and answer it. So there might be something similar when it comes to linking identity and health coverages. So we don't want to try and chuck anything out the window. At the same time, our bias is towards use cases that could be lit up and could be brought into the real world, you know, in a time frame of before the end of the year, right? So, but we welcome those conversations.
So Harrison, I just want to quickly go back to your earlier question a little bit, because Matt, you mentioned the two kind of use cases for banking scenario. One is just getting when you're getting onboarded to become a client, doing an identity proofing, right? So what the current practice is, a lot of banks where even just like web services are using an existing IDB provider, which they have to pay per transaction. The value here, like kind of from CA and MDL can do, is really provide you another option that, you know, it's government issued digital ID you can use without actually at that additional cost. So that's one thing I want to add. Another thing is that the second use case where like you're using for login. So what we're really trying to do is making the tooling available, so you don't have, like the relying party doesn't have to build everything from scratch. It's like you have like the SDKs available where like some things even probably simpler that you can leverage kind of a button you click and then get your existing MDL verified from your wallet. Right. That's kind of like the, the tooling we're hoping to put out there. So the relying parties doesn't have to, you know, all doing all the heavy lifting. And that's also part of the reason why my new team has made the OpenGrad platform available in open source.
Yeah. The reason why I asked that question is because, you know, during the onboarding process, not the recurring logins, but during the onboarding first time user experience process, like at this moment, most of the IDV, identity verifications is done automatically, right? Actually, the users probably don't even know that it's happening. So while this, basically verify through the wallet, idea is more transparency with user consent, so on. It does add additional frictions. So I just been wondering if there's this is outside the scope of this particular hackathon topic, but I have always been wondering about whether we could achieve both objectives, right? In other words, more transparency, but at the same time, like a seamless experience, like, you know, so that's why I was asking about the user experience questions. Yeah.
Okay, understood. Thank you for the question. But at least I think you're right in terms of the user will have different options they have to choose. It's like when, I mean, at least, you know, in Canada, when, you know, some of the government websites are like multiple options, I have to evaluate which one works best for me. I would imagine probably similar scenario, for the onboarding process. It's definitely not the most like user friendly, but yeah, that's where we're starting right now.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, in most businesses, they definitely look at, CPAs, cost per acquisition, for the first time user experience. And that's actually really, really important, because, if your cost per acquisition is high, in fact, if it's higher than your lifetime value, the business model doesn't work, right? So one of the ways to reduce CPAs is to make sure the onboarding experience is as frictionless as possible. So it's not just, a nice user experience benefit, but it's actually business critical to have a very seamless, frictionless onboarding experience. And generally speaking, not always, but generally speaking, the more steps you add, right, it increases your friction and your CPA. So again, this is outside the topic of today's session, but I have always been wondering about different kind of user experiences that balance and actually achieve multiple goals, and just curious if other people have other ideas. That's all.
So apologies that I couldn't join until halfway through today's call. But I guess maybe you can catch me up on the temperature of this group's conversation. So the ask of California to the W3C, and that's both to this group, the CCG, and more widely the FedID working group and the YCG working group, is, you know, whether the W3C community would like to partner in this community effort, you know, together with California and other players that will come to bear. The OpenID Foundation, my other hat, certainly plans to support the work, but many digital platforms and other nonprofit bodies we expect will also choose to partner. So that's the first question of the W3C. And then the second question, you know, second point where I think we spent most of the time since I joined is really this early notice to you all of the announcement we'll make for relying parties to consider participating. So consider this an early heads up if you're already thinking about being such a relying party. But on that first point of W3C partnership, is that something, Harrison, yourself and other leaders of the CCG can kind of take away and come back to us and share, A, whether you'd like to be observers, B, whether you might have funding to support us, C, whether you might have people resources that could help us. Those are the kinds of things we're particularly looking for from partners. And of course, there's branding and promotion, and I think the really good optics of working as a wider community to bring digital identity to life.
Yeah, definitely. We can kind of take it offline, but in regards to kind of branding support, I mean, financially, W3C CCG doesn't have funding. But that said, you know, branding wise, and in terms of participations, I think we're definitely willing to help because this definitely furthers our community as a whole. But we can take it offline, and also on my side, right, in regards to Spokio and things like that, to the extent where we can help, like, we're definitely willing to help. Mm-hmm.
Great, thank you. Appreciate that feedback, and of course, happy to take it offline and let you all discuss amongst yourselves as well.
Great. Any other questions? Last questions? All right. Well, thank you. Thanks, Lucy. Thanks, Gail, for actually,
Maybe the call cut off. lost almost everybody there all of a sudden.
It's probably a bandwidth issue. That's why I was off camera.
Oh, okay. Camera.
Yeah. I think, sometimes when the too many cameras, it actually, the GC has technical issues. But anyway, I think this concludes today's meeting anyway, but thanks a lot, Lucy. Thanks, Gail, for jumping on. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Have a good
time.
Bye. Bye.